Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we are proceeding closer and closer to the holiday, about halfway there in the month of December, and hope that you are resting and not stressing. There's a scripture in Malachi that I want to use today from the 4th chapter where it says that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in His wings. And if you're looking at the text, one thing you'll notice is the Son is S-U-N, and it's capitalized in a lot of translations. And I think it's because the translators understood that they were dealing with something more than the natural Son, not just a celestial body. They were dealing with, prophetically, the Son of Righteousness. And I see that as Jesus. He's light and He's heat. In fact, Jesus says as much in John 8. He says, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And the beginning of that verse says, then spake Jesus again unto them. And so who's them that Jesus is talking to? If you look at the context of John 8, the them that Jesus is speaking to is the same people He's been teaching in the temple since early in the morning, way back in verse 2. So within the context of chapter 8, Jesus speaks the great verse about being the light of the world following one of the most famous incidents in all of the Gospels, the incident of the woman caught in the act of adultery. Now, we know the story. The Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus, asking Him what they think He should do in light of Moses' command to stone her. And if Jesus says, let her go, then they could accuse Him of ignoring the law. But if He says, stone her, well, then they could try to pin Him as unloving and judgmental. So His response was to point out the sin in their lives by using the same law they were trying to use. If you want to use the law on others, it's going to come back and haunt you. Not one person there was guiltless, of course. And Jesus says to the woman, neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more. So once the woman has received that gift of no condemnation, she leaves to go out and live her life. Are we to assume she never sinned again? I don't assume she never sinned again. Jesus is empowering her with the knowledge she's not condemned. Paul would come along and tell us that we need the life of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus to be freed from sin. So the death of Christ on the cross would provide her with even more equipment. But I don't want to get sidetracked there. He's calling Himself the light of the world. In effect, He's calling Himself the Son, the S-U-N of the world. And you could link that back to our scripture from Malachi 4 and really understand the importance of what it means to be the Son. And Malachi said that to those who fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness would arise. No one feared the name of the Lord the way the Jewish people feared the name of the Lord, and it was to them that Jesus first appeared. His entire ministry was aimed at the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, then he tells us, Malachi does, that when the Son of Righteousness arrives, He will have healing in His wing. Notice the Son precedes the healing. Thus, it precedes it in the life of Jesus. When the light of Jesus shines into the life of the adulterous woman, it didn't show her her sin, but it showed her her freedom from condemnation. The same light that shined provided her with the healing she would need to sin no more. Many feel that the light of Jesus shines into the lives of a believer to show what they're doing wrong. You know that I don't feel that way because the Holy Spirit is in you to shine light on the right standing that you have with God, to show you that you're not condemned, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. This continuous reminder that you're not condemned should provide a healing for your hurt, for your pain, for your insecurity. I mean, constantly being reminded of your failures and your sins is just going to bring guilt and condemnation. It's going to bring further fear and further torment. But the perfect love of Jesus constantly drives out the fear and the torment. It leaves you healed and it leaves you whole. So praise God for the light of Jesus. The way the old song says, we used to sing in church, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.